The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we should rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Boy, there was a video that was just posted. I did an interview in Georgia. You can keep that music going down there, guys.
Keeps us motivated.
Anyways, when I seen this video, I looked at myself and I thought, you better take it easy on those Coca-Colas in Georgia.
Wait, you said...
I'm critiquing myself.
They just posted a video
out of Georgia. We just did a video out there and they posted it. And I looked at it and I thought, you better take it easy on those Cokes.
Yeah, you know, the camera does add 10 pounds.
Liquid sugar. Well, you know what? I must have added 20 to the video because I don't know what's going on there. Anyways, aside of that, friends, hello. How are you doing today, friends? As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And as I said, all of you good girls and guys out there, welcome to Sons of Liberty. How with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, our pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Again, welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, go over to Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Got a lot of interaction going on, and I really greatly appreciate it between that and Bradley Dean, which is on Facebook. Two different websites. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean. And there's one personal page and one fan page. A lot of interaction. We got 100-some thousand friends on there going back and forth, and I love the interaction, and that's what I've been going for since day one, and that is slowly growing, slowly but surely. Folks, you can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, again, double E. Phone lines are accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We're showing you our faith by our works. And actually, I got a quote for that because I thought it was pretty relevant to what I was talking about here today. And I am just right now bringing it to memory as I look. Yep, here it comes. It's dropping in my mind, friends. Oh, yep, here. Oh, it's birthing. It's birthing right now. We're steeping the seed, friend. We're steeping the seed.
I'm feeling it.
Can you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's starting to manifest. Just hang on a second. It's almost all the way in. It's digesting now.
Oh, and now we should have like music playing in the background.
We should, but this is the Sons of Liberty.
What
people will listen. They will hold
like?
On. True faith will no more fail to produce good works than the sun can cease to give light. Let me say it again. True faith will no more fail to produce good works than the sun can cease to give light.
I like that.
In other words, if you have faith,
you'll naturally.
It will exhibit itself one way or another. Friends, George Washington said, deeds, not words. Jesus said, my little children, let us not love neither in word nor in tongue, but by deed and truth, 1 John 3:18. So that's what we're doing. We're turning talk radio into do radio. We just got back from California, Arizona, and Georgia. Looks like we might be going back to Georgia and Virginia coming up here real quick. If you'd like to book us at any time, now's the time to do it. The next 3 months are getting filled up quickly. Chase, what can you tell them?
We got all kinds of stuff rolling. Come summer.
Boy, he almost
here.
Had a radio voice when he said that, didn't he?
We got all kinds of stuff rolling.
On
that. I practice in front of the mirror. I guess the mirror wouldn't really work. It's radio, yeah. So
before I need to practice. Yes.
No, but we got all kinds of stuff rolling this summer. June, we're looking back down south.
And
we got stuff all the way up into August. We're going to be at the State Fair again this year.
Cool.
But we got a couple spaces in between. So if you want to get something rolling with the Sons of Liberty, have Bradley into your event, school, university, etc., give us a call, shoot us an email, and we'll get that rolling.
We've been at the Minnesota State Fair, what, going
eight
on 9 years?
9 years.
Eight or 9 years, yeah. That's actually where I got saved. By the way, friends, if you'd like to get one of our My War comic books, which is my testimonial, please do give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747, and we'll tell you all about my testimonial at the State Fair. And interestingly enough, we've had an altar there for 8 to 9 years, and hundreds of thousands of people have been reached by us handing out tracts and
it's
the team handing out tracts.
It's a great place to be.
Yep. So anyways, if you'd like to order that, you could also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. To say all that, to say this, as I usually say, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God, as we always say at the Sons
of Liberty. Can I give a shout out to KCTR in Terrell, Texas?
Let's just pick this up.
We wanted to say thank you, giving you a high five on national radio and international radio. Thank you for your trust.
Amen. Now, today is Friday. I should have like a little like cheering. Do we have like a crowd cheering? Like, yay! Of course, you know, people do a lot of work. Well, I should say most people. Well, you know, it depends on who you ask. But people do work during the week. And this has been a big week for us. Okay, you can cut the cheering noises.
Okay, I'm just...
Thank you. Finally, I got a cheering noise. Okay. So, you know, people do a lot of work during the week. It's been a big week for us. So much stuff going on. It's like, I kind of, you know, at the end of the week, it's like, oh, I'm glad things are getting taken care of. They're getting done. It's kind of like you stress out, and then all of a sudden, okay, it's taken care of. So a little bit of...
Recouping our sanity.
That's right. A little burden lifting here today. So I'm a little happy. I'm not quite an angry elf today. But, you know, I thought we would just do a fun little Friday thing about kids. Now, people have kids. Kids are great. Kids say the funniest things sometimes. But I'm going to give you some interesting facts about children and then give you a fun little story. And if you have your own fun story to share about an embarrassing moment or something funny your kid said, you can call in at 1-866-233-0747. Okay, fact. Did you know the average age, children begin to use the microwave is 7. You know, kids can pick up things like that.
Yeah.
I remember I had an old phone that I had, and I had gotten a new one. And so the old one I gave to one of our sons, and he knew more about that phone within the first, you know, couple hours of him working it than I even knew about it while I had it.
For people to diminish the discernment of this generation,
it
shows their own lack of an intelligence.
Kids are not stupid.
No, they're not at all.
And they need just to be trained up, and
we thought we were smart because we could play asteroids and tennis when we were little kids. Now these kids can figure out a computer and how long.
Oh yeah, mom, I know how to do that. You just do this, and this is like, okay.
And it takes them a second to do it. It's like, okay. It's like, I'm trying to get you to do your ABCs, and you're already talking about physics over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Algebra.
Well, you know, that's why the Lord says, train them up in the way
they should go.
Someone
just said that about the guys. I mean,
they're very smart.
Very smart.
We have a 10-year-old who spells in 12th grade. I'm looking at some of these words. When they get the harder words, I'm like, I don't even know how to spell that word. And he's figuring out how to spell these words.
Oh,
it's amazing.
That's my boy. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of him.
That's right.
I'm proud, so we're going to have to get
some more of these fun facts about children.
We can't wait. Folks,
I know you're on the edge of your
seats. We're going to talk about evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. I'll say it again. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Are you good? Because if you're fearful, you got your game on completely backwards. You got your clothes on backwards. You got not the robes of righteousness, but you got the robes of unrighteousness. The carnal man is actually taking preeminence over the individual. We don't want that at all. We want to make sure that the righteous man is actually taking preeminence, and his name is Jesus Christ, right?
Supplements leading him to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Stephanie's going to share with us some more of her exciting findings. Just hang on with me, friends. We're going to talk about evil is powerless if the good are unafraid.
All right, a little fun for this Friday. Did you know that a three-year-old boy's voice is louder than 200 adults in a crowded restaurant? You know, it's got that high-pitched
kind of
carrying
over. Come on, now make sure when we give these out, Stephanie, they're sound
facts.
They
are. 10 facts about children. You know, I absolutely bet that's the truth. If you look at a little kid's voice, he can kind of have that piercing voice that kind of pierces over everybody else. It's very interesting. Now, did you know that a father tends to determine the height of their child, mothers, their weight?
Really?
Which is kind
so now the fathers have fearfully and wonderfully created the children.
No, well, you know the genes.
See, no, I understand that, but who created the genes?
Of course, the Lord did.
But, and don't tell me Levi.
No. Yeah, of course.
Levi's didn't create the genes. The Father in heaven created the genes.
Exactly, but you know, the Lord, the DNA that comes from, you know, the man and the woman comes from their natural parents, and of course, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, all of us.
I know, but you said decides. It's not like I've decided, hey, you know what?
Well, the DNA, I guess.
It's not like I speak to my DNA and say, okay, no, we're going to have a boy. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. Okay. I get what you're saying. Now, on average, and this is probably true.
Because people get weird about stuff like that.
Yeah. They do. Of course.
I mean, we can go into detail. Yeah. We're going to save that.
Everyone, we are fearfully and wonderfully made and created by the Lord, but there's natural genes that you get passed down to your children. And typically, it's the father that kind of gene for height, and the mother determines kind of the weight. So that's, but we're all coming from the Lord, same page. Now, on average, how many of you have 4 year
olds? Psalm 139:14.
There you go. On average, how many of you have 4 year olds out there? A 4 year old child asks 437 questions a day.
Okay, now what if it was 436 or 438? Just think about that.
Yeah, exactly.
See, but people out there are foolish enough to discredit you for saying stuff like that.
But this is true.
I know it's true.
I have a four-year-old, okay? We have a four-year-old. In fact, in the cumulative majority of four boys, I bet we get
asked...
What do
you mean accumulative?
Accumulative, like if you'd add up all four boys together with all four other questions...
Yeah, I get the cumulative.
Every day, it's probably hundreds of questions a day. Or this. Dad.
I get that.
Before you even are allowed to even answer
them.
Yeah,
and this is how I answer. Yes, Izzy.
Yes, Dad.
Yes, Buggy.
It's interesting how many questions and how many times your name. I remember seeing a Little House on the Prairie once, and the lady said, "I'm getting sick of hearing my own name." Well, Mom, what about this? Mom, Dad, Mom. Of course, children are a blessing from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is
now
his
reward. Now, let's take this and bring it back to how you pray to the Lord. How many times have you asked the Lord for the same things 1,000 times over?
Exactly.
And it's like the Lord is saying, I heard you the first time.
Right.
That's the lesson.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's not condemn the little innocent children.
Oh, of course. And now I got, you know.
I just had a 4-year-old not too long ago. Was it 45 minutes ago, an hour ago, hour and 15 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Say, I want to talk to Dad. And then I went over there and he had absolutely nothing to say to me. He just wanted to see if I'd come over and listen to him.
Yeah, I'll reenact that. I got to talk to Dad. Okay, honey, Christian wants to talk to you. Comes to the door. Dad,
he just wanted to see if I would come. That's all he was doing.
Must have been very important. Now, of course, we know that kids say the funniest things, and I'm going to give you 2 stories. One is a personal one. One is just off of the internet here.
Can I interject a thought before you get to that?
Of course.
And this is coming to my aid, and I'm not kidding you. It's very important for you parents to keep your word with your children. And I do this, and I know that I'm speaking to some folks out there right now. But one of the things that I do, if my kids ever put a question mark to me, I always say to them, can you tell me one time that you can remember that I have not fulfilled a promise?
Mm-hmm.
I say it to them quite a bit, friends. And I want them to understand that God is faithful. He's not a man that he should lie. And I've heard a man say this one time. He said, the more faithful you are to your word, the more faithful God will be to you in your word, in keeping right. your word. And God is not going to deny himself. He is not a man that he should lie, as I said earlier. He is faithful, and he will not deny himself, it says in the book of Timothy. But in saying that, I tell my children that all the time. I tell my kids that because it's very important that they understand that Daddy's yes is yes, and Daddy's no is no. And if Daddy says he's going to do something, as a matter of fact, I get mad at the guys sometimes, my kids sometimes, if I have to say to them, did I tell you I would do it?
Right,
so you can
asking.
Only imagine what the Father, Lord, through Jesus Christ, yep. is thinking unto us when we question, did you hear me? Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Well, it's not like he's in a rush. He knows exactly when to answer, and rest assured, friends, he will answer. And again, he is not a man that he shall lie. He should lie. He is faithful. Just watch.
And you know, when you go back and even reflect upon your own testimonies in your own life, it's so interesting how divine the Lord is, how he connects everything, how his timing works out perfectly, even when our minds don't understand it. We go back and say, oh, that's why you
that's
had
right.
that happen that way.
Another thing, too, is oftentimes you think you're right on course with something and you're going to something and you think that you're actually the one that's bringing something together.
Mm-hmm.
And what before you know it, you're looking, for example, north to do something.
Yeah.
You'll see all of a sudden, right when it comes to closure, like it's going to, you know, the promise fulfilled, all of a sudden what you were seeking out and you thought you were the one answering the prayer, when in fact what will happen is it will hit the ground and he'll bring something from the south just to show you that he has everything in control.
Yeah.
He does it all of the time.
I
don't like it, but you know what? It's me having to learn it.
Yeah. He truly is an awesome God when you look at all those, I mean, line upon line, precept upon precept, even when you go back and say, why did that have to happen? Even during the most difficulty, the Lord oftentimes blooms something that's amazing out of it when you
the
go back and
times,
reflect.
The difficult times, yes.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
A lot of times when you're asking for something, you can rest assured he is cutting something off
right.
to give you something better than what you're asking for. And just keep in mind, it's in Christ that you ask, not outside of Christ. In other words, make sure that it's according to his word in which you ask anything from the Lord, because that's how he will answer accordingly. Don't ask outside of the context of who Christ is. Interestingly enough, just yesterday, I was reading the book of Mark again, and I got a couple points here. But it's interesting that James and John, sons of Zebedee, when Jesus was talking about being delivered up into the hands of the scribes and the Pharisees and the sinners, he was preaching the cross, and he looked at Peter, because Peter said, far be it from you, Lord. And Jesus looked at Peter and said, Satan. He's called him Satan,
mm-hmm.
and he said, get behind thee.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, get behind me. He said, you savor the things that be of men and not of God. And it's interesting, at the same time, when Jesus is talking about being delivered up, carnal man, James and John, were talking about who's going to be the greatest.
Right.
So we need to be careful as to the process God is bringing us through. And it oftentimes seems like something's just going to, your flesh gets excited, you start to get relaxed. Watch out, because you're going to bear a cross pretty soon. And then when you're bearing the cross, it seems like you're learning the most in spiritual lessons, and that's when he is causing the life to flourish the most, is when you're actually suffering. And don't think for one moment that he doesn't know what he's doing, because he was a man like unto us. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin, but he's also able to succor us. That means to help us in the time of need. And he has sympathy for his kid. And sympathy, found in the word, the Greek word, it means to suffer.
Right.
And when the Bible says we're not only called to believe on him, yep, but we're also called to suffer for his sake in the book of Philippians.
There's so many good gold nuggets in that too, because in my distress, thou hast enlarged my heart. And when you look at...
In thy faithfulness, thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous. There's so many different ways. He said in Hebrews 12 that he scourges and he chastises those that he loves. Why? That they might be partakers of his holiness. And there's so many people that want to be found in their own holiness and not in the holiness of the Spirit of God. And they don't want to process with the things of God to their own demise.
Right.
And it's foolishness. Trust in him with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And by the way, for those that I'm talking to right now, you want to go ahead and give me a call and tell me who I'm talking to? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I had another thought, but for the sake of time and courtesy... Go ahead, I'll give you 10 more seconds.
As the Lord said, my ways are higher than yours, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Now, this is just a fun story. You ladies will probably appreciate this. One evening after dinner, my 5-year-old son, Brian, noticed that his mother had gone out. In answer to his question, I told him, well, mom's at a Tupperware party. This explanation satisfied him for only a moment, but then puzzled, he asked, what's a Tupperware party, Dad? I've always given my son honest answers, so I figured a simple explanation would be the best approach. Well, Brian, I said, a Tupperware party is where a group of ladies sit around and sell plastic bowls to each other. Brian nodded and indicated that he understood. Then he burst into laughter and said, come on, Dad, what is it really? If you look at a kid's explanation, now, no offense to all you ladies that like Tupperware parties out there, but he told his 5-year-old son, they sell, you know, plastic bowls to each other, and he's laughing thinking, yeah, they're not really getting together for that, are they? I thought that was a cute little story. And this one's a true story.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What's the punchline?
You didn't get the punchline?
I don't think anybody in the studio right now got the punchline.
Did you guys get the punchline? All right, hold on. Rewind. Did Liz get the punchline?
Can we get some sugar back here, please?
Okay.
Okay, there's the punchline right there, and everybody's... sigh of relief. Yes, there's the punchline.
Okay, I'll explain the punchline when we come back. The punchline is this. He said, well, Brian, I'm explaining to my 5-year-old son what a Tupperware party is. He says, ladies get together, they sit around, they sell plastic bowls to each other. And the kid said, okay, Dad. And then he thought about it for a minute. He started laughing. He said, come on, Dad. What is it really? Because he thought that was so ridiculous that women would get together and sell plastic bowls to each other.
Our producer at GCN thought that was funny. He shot me a message. Said.
Why do you guys vindicate this stuff?
Can foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Steph's been trying to explain to the rest of us here the punchline.
I think all the ladies
think,
out
friends,
there got
the sad
it.
Part about it, it was the punchline.
That was the punchline.
Okay. All right, we've been going for about a half hour here. Let's pick this up.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Oh, I'll be finished with that. You said you wanted to tell one more. I was going
to
tell one
more. If you haven't already put everybody to sleep, let's see if we can finish
dud.
The job.
Okay, let's see if this one's any better, all right?
Okay.
True story.
Okay.
So, our son, Judah, we call him Pickle. One time I was talking to him and just chit-chatting back and forth. I'm like, you know what? You don't really even look like me. I said, the only thing that looks like me of you that you got is your hair color. And he turns and he looks at me and he says, well, Mom, that's because I'm not a girl. Did we get the punchline on that one?
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Guys, sorry about that. That will not happen again. You know, at other times it's interesting how to note how innocent children are when they actually answer a question.
Very much so.
Or like when you say, where are we at? Where are we going? You know, what's the deal? What's, you know, what are you talking about? Like, for example, I remember saying to one of the guys the other day, where are we at? And he said, right here. And he was dead serious. Right here, Dad.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. I totally get it. You're
opening up a gift and they say, what'd you get? This.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
Like, okay, there you go. You got this.
It's like the little kid looking up at the parent like, this, dummy.
They don't complicate things.
No, they don't. They cut to the chase.
Exactly.
Because they haven't learned the chase.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what makes kids so endearing. So.
And you.
I'm endearing because I give these very funny stories that no one gets the punchline.
Well, the guy down at GCN did.
You know what? It made him smile. Kudos.
You've done your
I
job.
Appreciate that yes. down there at GCN.
Yes. And we'll see if we can't work something out.
I'm wondering if there's a big sigh of relief going around. Oh, good. She's done with the stories. But, you know, I think all the women are just asking for more
right
now.
I'm not being mean, but I kind of feel that way.
Okay. Well, you better go on then. This is bad. Very bad.
Do you really think so? Real bad. Stephanie's trying to lighten the load, friends. It is Friday.
It's Friday.
It has been a week of weeks.
It has.
On our end in every sense of the word. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. So I want you to imagine with me for a moment, if you would. George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, they never existed. Let me say it again. Imagine with me for a moment, if you would, George Washington, John Adams, the second president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, namely the forefathers. Just imagine with me, if you would, that they never existed. Imagine history without Abraham, Moses, King David, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Where would we be if these men did not exhibit leadership with courage and sacrifice on the behalf of the people? I love that train of thought. Where would we be if these men did not exhibit leadership with courage and sacrifice on the behalf of the people? I hope some of you are out there answering the question right now that I proposed by saying, well, we wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have the liberty and the freedoms that we now possess. That's right. Because we know in America, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. So therefore, there's no excuses as to why we are not actually living out the faith within our hearts to maintain and preserve the freedoms that have been given unto us. It's the land of the free because of the what, friends? The brave. So where would we be if they had not loved both seen and unseen, namely their posterity in the future, resulting in now having both natural and spiritual freedoms throughout the world? And as I said, I can tell you, friends, simply put, we would all be slaves to tyranny in every form. And by the way, tyrannical governments mean just that, to enslave. Read Hebrews 11 when you get a minute. Friends, we can see from history and the history that they wrote that the evils they faced were powerless over their endeavors because they had seen with their eye of faith, as it was fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith, Hebrews 12:2, who said that he did not give us a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7. The author promised that he would make them more than conquerors, Romans 8:37. He also gave them power, speaking of Christians and those that believe upon him. Remember, he gave power unto those that believed. It's a verb. It's an action word, right? He gave them power over all the works of the enemy, Luke 10:19, and promised that he would be an enemy unto all their enemies and an adversary unto all of their adversaries, Exodus 23:22. So, friends, what's your excuse?
Mm-hmm.
What is your excuse? The author answered King David in his distress by saying that the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us, because he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have your enemies, Christians, in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Psalm 2:2-5. Now, friends, just pulling away the rug of excuse, pulling away the rug of the lack of faith, pulling away the rug of fear that doesn't belong to those that are in Christ. I'm turning fear up on its head. See, because the author of our faith also promised that he would not fail one word of his blood-bought covenant concerning his people. Read Psalm 89:34. As a matter of fact, even on the behalf of David, he gave commandment to save David. He also promised to David, which, by the way, if you read Romans 1, we are the seed of David through Jesus Christ. He didn't fail one word of his covenant, not one word to the children of Israel. How much more under a better dispensation in Jesus Christ will he fail, or where has he ever failed Jesus Christ? Let me ask you the question, where has God ever failed a faithful man or woman of God? Pulling away excuses, friends. Pulling away fear and putting on faith. Because we all know that reason is the enemy to real faith. It is. Last week, I was out in the state of Georgia on tour partaking with the national leaders at restoring our promises conference. I had the opportunity to see with my own eyes the fact that God is now sending foreigners into America to warn us about the similarities and signs of dictators when they take the reins of a nation. Dictators. All of the way from the media's control to the pushing of a state-run message over and over and over and over and over again to attack Christianity, euthanasia, to the disarmament of the people in their respective countries, and more is what I heard foreigners tell the American people. By the way, when these foreigners were actually bringing forth their experience under totalitarian governments, you know what the American people were doing? They were laughing in the background. As if to say in their pride that this could never happen to us. Oh, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And friends, you fall. Namely, in this country, you are falling. If you let it. All of these, in fact, which were similar circumstances to what the above-mentioned men of God were dealing with in their times of testing. Friends, when I said George Washington, when I said John Adams, when I said Thomas Jefferson, when I said those that went through the Revolutionary War to establish what we have 238 years later, when I talked about Abraham, Moses, King David, or the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, I said, where would we be if these men did not exhibit leadership with courage and sacrifice on the behalf of the people that they themselves loved? We wouldn't be here. Well, guess what, friends? We're in similar circumstances. See, but they overcame the opposition because of the faith which was within them. And scripture tells us in 1 John, and by the way, for those that have tested and proven the God of Israel, they know within themselves that the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us overcomes the world. And that's the faith that these men had. They didn't succumb to the world, they overcame the world. And they established righteousness. It reminds me of what it says in Isaiah 35, I believe it is, where he said, hold not your peace until he establish righteousness. That's why these men were praying men of God, because they would not hold their peace until God showed himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts were perfect towards them and as they were being perfected. You know, today we see these little bumper stickers, oh, I'm not perfect, just forgiven. Nope, you don't understand grace. Move on. I could get into that whole bunny trail right now. I could hop down that trail for the next hour. People in the professed church in America counseling men and women of God that have never repented. Because they themselves have never repented. There's no transference of faith unto people. They're not witnesses of the resurrection because they themselves have not been crucified with Christ to actually transfer the faith that Christ has given unto those that have been crucified. They don't understand greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He doesn't, and should I say he or she, they don't understand what David meant when he said, you know, Lord, break forth upon mine enemies as an enemy, or as a dam breaketh forth. Or, Lord, by my God, I'll go through a troop. Or, Lord, by my God, I'll leap over a wall. They don't understand that God, yet they're out there preaching that God. And when you look at the Word of God and you look at their lifestyles, you can see there's a strong contradiction. God's Word against carnal men. And yet they have the audacity to sit there and profess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior as they remain in their sin and in their defeated state. You know what's interesting about that is my Bible tells me where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And I know that the world, for the most part, is looking for the grace that overcomes. Yet these are the ones that are succumbing. And they're telling you about a false grace, a false covering. Those that use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. They know nothing of the grace, friends. And they have not the faith of those that are born of the Spirit of God because they overcome not. They can't even overcome their own checkbook. They can't even overcome their own physical bodies. They're defeated on every front. Why? Because they have not Christ. Hey, folks, evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Nowhere can you find God failing a faithful man or woman of God in life or in death. I'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. 1-866-233-0747. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. I started off saying, imagine with me for a moment of those forefathers in which fought, bled, and died, didn't exhibit leadership and courage and sacrifice on the behalf of we the people in this country. We wouldn't be here. Friends, those are the kind of men that America is made out of.
Mm-hmm.
Not the kind in which you see today. Not the conservatives. Definitely not the professed Christians. They're a sorry excuse for mankind in any country. And guess what, friends? All across the country, I get to deal with these people 24/7. And there's very far and few between that really have the stuff, as we say, that are willing to stand up in the face of what's going on. And these are the people that really do understand that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Because God has never failed a faithful man or woman of God, never in the history of mankind.
And look at what God wrought in this awesome nation in which we all live in and enjoy because of these faithful men and women of God who actually proved the Lord, and the Lord showed up strong on their behalf. And I was thinking about this when you were talking. It really is is those few leaders who have really obeyed God and trusted him that have carried this nation throughout the years. If you look at a George Washington, a John Adams, you look at a MLK, you look at a RFK, you look at these men who maybe weren't so popular in their lifetimes, but because the principles and things that they
instilled, they were dead.
Exactly, because the principles and the things that they stood for, instilling that into the people of this nation, we have a different country. And I believe with all my heart that if Martin Luther King would have still lived and not been killed, and RFK, and we would be living in a different country today.
Completely would have.
But it just goes to show you, like you said, that God does not fail a faithful man or a faithful woman who is faithful to God on the behalf of anything, whether it be his country, whatever, in any shape and form in his life.
Well, we look through the book of Jeremiah, and we can see that the Lord was looking for a faithful man that would execute justice and judgment,
right,
and he could not find one. Therefore, there was a book of Lamentations that was written. But the faithful man that God had found was Jeremiah to actually warn those people who did not take heed, and because they did not take heed, they fell into the pit that they themselves have dug.
And God,
they were taken by the cords of their own iniquity, right, lawlessness.
God was faithful to send that minister to them, Jeremiah, to speak forth his words. Even if they rejected it, the Lord was still faithful to his word.
Better for you to fall on the rock, friends, than the rock to fall upon you. And those that listen, they understand because they repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and they put their faith in Jesus Christ. If you want to find out the hard way, you can go ahead and do that too. But I say in love, I prefer that you wouldn't. I prefer that you would listen. So, friends, let me go back to this conference real quick on my last segment here. While at this conference, we heard and saw much about the evils and fears of an enemy that means to prevail. Listen to what I said, that means to prevail. We need to keep in mind that this is not our history in any sense of the word, because those who went before us did not magnify the enemy and the works of the enemy. They magnified the power of a faithful God on their behalf. They obeyed his laws. They brought forth judgment to establish righteousness so they could have peace. You see how that works? See, they magnified the power of a faithful God on their behalf, and every one of their enemies knew it, because they understood what it meant, because God bore witness to his word on the behalf of those that took him at his word, touch not mine anointed. Well, so what I did at this conference is I did my best by the sermon that I'm living, by offering the faithfulness and hope that I have seen demonstrated through Christ to others who are in such a hopeless state. And furthermore, my friends, again, you can find nowhere in Scripture God failing a faithful man, either in life or in death. Nowhere.
And you know
what? Those are the sermons that we need to hear. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and you know what's interesting is, if you look at a man like George Washington during the Revolutionary War, he had many reasons to doubt. If he looked at his natural circumstances, they didn't have proper uniforms, they didn't have enough. They were, the British, you know, were a far superior force.
In every war.
You know, there's all these, you know, you're decimated by the pox, and you know, you've got all these different things running through, and people are leaving when their enlistment's up. And had it not been for the divine
hand. Before they went AWOL.
Exactly. Yeah. And had it not been for the divine hand of providence, we wouldn't have our nation established. And you can't look at your natural circumstances, because if you do, you're going to get depressed and discouraged.
Totally.
Faith. What is faith? The biblical definition of faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We believe in God, that God's going to bring on the behalf of us what we need, and that he hasn't failed himself. He's not a man that he should lie.
Now, here's the hope to the young. Perseverance. Webster's 1828. A state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. When you go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, those that obtained a good report were who? The elders.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we talking about? Those that knew God, those that tested the power of God, those that lived by the power of God, those that knew who God was from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations. So the elders obtain a good report. So to the young, listen, you're going to make 1,000 mistakes in the process, but just stay the course, because he is perfecting through the process of the bearing of the cross, only to show himself strong on your behalf. But it's going to be glorifying to his son, Jesus Christ, in your life, not unto yourself.
You know,
and that is Christianity.
And this is along the same lines, but it just reminded me of that when you say that everybody knows who Michael Jordan is. Did you know that he has the highest, you know, scoring average during his time when he was in the NBA? But he also averaged the highest amount of misses as well. So he wasn't great because, you know, oh, he had all these misses, all looking down on him. No, it's because he kept shooting. Yeah. He kept shooting.
Same thing with Wayne Gretzky.
Exactly. Yeah. Same thing is, yeah, you might make some mistakes. You might miss a few here and there, but keep your eye fixed upon the author and the finisher of our faith. Keep going. That's what perseverance is. It's having the courage to pick yourself up again with the strength of God when you do fall down so you can keep going, fighting that good fight of faith. Pilgrim, when he lost his scroll, he found it, picked it back up, and kept walking.
That's right. Florence Chadwick was the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. And on the 4th of July in 1951, she attempted to swim from Catalina Island to the California coast. A dense fog lay over the entire area, making it impossible for her to see the land. And after about 15 hours in the water and within a half a mile of her goal, Chadwick gave up. Later, she told a reporter, "Look, I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have seen the land, I might have made it." See, we walk by faith, my friends, not by sight. Not long afterwards, she attempted the feat again. Once more, a misty veil obscured the coastline and she couldn't see the shore. By this time, she made it. She did. Because she kept her eye fixed on the land. She kept reminding herself that the land was there, regardless at times if she could see it or not. But she knew by faith that it was there. She kept a vision in her mind of where she was to go. And with that confidence, she bravely swam on and achieved her goal. In fact, she broke the men's record by 2 hours. Just saying.
Yeah, that's a great one. Also, Abraham Lincoln, most people know about his failures and success.
Let's not get off too far off course here.
Well, the point is he had many defeats and many failures.
That's right.
But what he did was, is he ended up having successes.
Good point.
He lost his job in 1831. He was defeated in a run for Illinois state legislator. He failed in business. He was finally elected to Illinois state legislator in success. His sweetheart died in 1835. He had a nervous breakdown in 1836. He was defeated in a run for Illinois House Speaker in 1838. He was defeated in a run for a nomination for U.S. Congress in 1843. Finally, in 1846, he was elected to Congress, but then he lost his renomination in 1848. He was rejected for land officer position in 1849, defeated in a run for U.S. Senate in 1854, defeated in a run for nomination for vice president in 1856. Again, he was defeated in 1858 in a run for U.S. Senate, but in 1860... After all this, he was elected president of the United States. Could you imagine if he would have quit in 1838? He would have never found himself the president of the United States. The point is, keep going.
That's right. Let me finish this. Friends, I've heard said that with a negative connotation, there is no worse death than the end of hope. That was actually Arturius's uncle. The end of hope brings people to a state of despair, and despair is the fruit of a people that turn their back on God. Not God turning his back on you, but on a positive note, hope is what you do with the truth that has been given to you. So, but where I ask is your hope. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the place whithersoever I have driven you, saith the Lord. I will bring you again into the place whence I have caused you to be carried away captive, Jeremiah 29:13-14. So, folks, I end with, the awesomeness of our mighty God through Jesus Christ is the fact that his word prevails in every given circumstance. And no problem or circumstance is too great for our God, even the problems that we are now facing as a nation. And let me say this, friends, and I end with this, your enemies know it. That's why they are constantly attacking Christians.
That's right.
And I love it.
Exactly.
I love it.
And for those of you who say, listen, I love this radio program. You guys like my spiritual food every day. Well, we appreciate that. And we also appreciate your support. It helps us to continue to do what we do. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can find out more about us first and foremost. And you can also have the opportunity to support what we do. If you click on the right-hand side, there's a donate button. If you'd like to make a one-time donation, or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, scroll a little bit further down. There's 4 easy steps and ways you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and support what we're doing to reach out and seek and save that which is lost.
1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. See ya!